Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on a busy, busy, busy Sunday morning downtown Minneapolis. Dr. David Hilton is on our line, as he is every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, for Healthy Matters. Dr. Hilton, welcome to the program.
Hey, Susie, how you doing? I bet it's busy downtown. People are running.
That's right. It was very strange to see, you know, traffic downtown.
I know, that's what's good about sports. You get people coming downtown for the games and for the marathon. You know, I've run a few of those Twin Cities marathons.
Have you really?
I have. I had to think about that. 5 of them.
Oh, wow.
I didn't break any land speed records, let's just put it that way.
My son.
One of them. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, David, my son is running.
Back. Oh, he is?
Yeah, just, I'm so excited for him. And, you know, yesterday I was giving him a little mom pep talk, and I'm like, you know, just do the best you can, and, you know, if you have to walk, and, you know, if you don't make it, he goes, Mom, stop it. He goes, I'm going to finish the race. I'm like, okay, you know, anyway.
You're already giving him the excuse for if it doesn't go well, and he's looking for the pep talk.
Exactly.
You're like, you got this. No, I had one of them that was so bad that I was, okay, this is maybe more for a Sunday morning than people want to hear, but I'm running down Summit Avenue, and I have to go behind the spectators to the grassy area, median on Summit Avenue, so I could, you know, be sick. I finished it. I finished it, so, you know, there you go. You wonder why people do that, but it's to all the runners, there is nothing more exciting, if any of you are driving downtown right now.
Yes,
there's nothing more exciting than when you're about to experience. You're going to get out there on 6th Street outside U.S. Bank Stadium, and I might add right outside my office window at the hospital, and you are going to stand there. You're going to be a little bit chilly. You're going to be bouncing on your toes, trying to stay warm. You're probably a little bit nervous. Your guts are going to be churning, and you're going to get running, and you're going to be so glad you did. And it's going to be the best 2 to 6 hours of your life, and it's wonderful.
Well, on that happy note, I do have a question about marathoning. I mean, is it – obviously it's hard. Is it hard on your body? It's not something you want to do regularly? You know what I mean? Well, it's quite a strenuous activity.
It is. It's a bit controversial, actually, because exercise is clearly good for your body, but exercise meaning maybe 30 to 60 minutes a day. And exercising, you know, running 26 miles is not exercise. That's like lunacy, I think. But so it is not known to be bad for you, although although there is some evidence that marathon runners can actually get if they do your blood tests after a marathon, they'll be abnormal. Your kidneys might be slightly abnormal. Mm. You might be in a little lactic acidosis. You know, there's a whole bunch of things that could happen. But overall, those are just minor little things. And it's generally people are in exceptionally good shape who are doing this. And they're not running 26 miles every day. They're running it every now and then. And so I think it's a wonderful thing. And plus, it's such a goal and it's so hard to do. I mean, I can't even emphasize how hard it is to do, but it's such a goal and the mental accomplishment is much of the battle. It's just telling yourself you can do this. So I congratulate people for it. It's a great job.
And we have open phones this morning, and I can't believe I have not yet said the phone number, Dr. Hilden, and already we are getting calls. So just to remind folks, it is 651-461-9226. That's the number to call to the studio if you have a question for Dr. Hilden about anything that ails you, hopefully if it's not too severe, because we want you to go to the hospital if that's the case, right? So, Dr. Hilden, should we start with Lawrence in Minneapolis?
Let's do it.
All right. Go ahead, Lawrence. You're on the air with Dr. Hilden.
Yes, Dr. Hilden. In one of your shows a few months ago, a caller asked about blood testing for insulin. And you told him that doctors don't normally test for insulin because the levels fluctuate wildly throughout the day. And so you test for glucose instead. But there's been a new book out earlier this year by Dr. Mark Hyman at the Cleveland Clinic. And he says that insulin resistance is the cause of almost all aging-related diseases. And he recommends that people get tested for insulin in a fasting state and also 2 hours after a glucose load. And if your blood insulin tests higher than that, than a certain level, you should immediately stop eating all refined starches and sugars.
What are your thoughts, Dr. Hilden?
Well, I have mixed thoughts on that because part of what you say is true, and part of what this doctor says is true, that your insulin resistance is a problem. It is the main problem in conditions such as type 2 diabetes. It's the main problem. Your body makes insulin, but it doesn't use it well. It's resistant to its effects. Much of the rest of that is unproven, though, what you're describing here. Does it cause all medical problems? I think that is speculation at best. I mean, you know, it might have some effect. Insulin plays a great role in our metabolism. So I would take some exception that it's the cause of everything. We just don't know that. The other point about getting it measured, what are you going to do about it? What you said you would do if you, what he's suggesting is that you get your insulin levels checked and then you modify your diet to not eat so many refined sugars and starches. Well, I would tell you, do that anyway. You don't need to know your insulin test to know that refined sugars and starches are bad for you. So I think almost every one of us would say, do that anyway. You don't need to know your insulin test to know that refined sugars and starches are bad for you. So I think almost every one of us would suggest that quit eating refined stuff or minimize it as best you can. So processed sugars, table sugar, soda pops that have sugar in them, those are just awful for you. And then the simple starches, potatoes, rice, pasta, white bread, all those are refined. Lay off of those anyway and switch to whole grains and whole foods. And that's a good strategy. So it's an interesting conversation, but that's my initial reaction. It's a good question, Lawrence.
It is, and it can help us all kind of understand about what we're putting in our mouths and whether it's, you know, what to stay away from. That's always good. Even though we know
exactly.
We should, sometimes we don't anyway. Gary is next in St. Louis Park in my neighborhood. Gary, go ahead. You're on the air with Dr. Hilden and Healthy Matters.
Hi, good morning, guys. Dr. Hilden, last Friday, or about 9 days ago, I received my booster shot, and I was so excited. The questions I have is, how long before that is fully incorporated into my system? And I'm a bit confused exactly what benefits do I receive now from getting that booster shot?
Yeah, Gary, it's incorporated right away. Within hours, hours, your body is making an additional amount of antibodies due to the booster. And so within days, it's really boosted you. So your protection happens very quickly. After the very first of any of the COVID vaccines, it takes a couple weeks for it to be fully effective. And then after the second shot, it takes a little longer. But you've already got some antibodies, so you're already quite protected. The booster is just that. It just boosts it a little bit. So you're protected quite a bit. Your immune system it consists of many things. The first thing is an antibody, and but that's only one part of it. The remainder of your immune system involves white blood cells and things called memory cells that live in your body probably for years, if not forever. So all of those cells are just getting manufactured within hours to days of when you got that booster shot. And so good on you for getting it done. I'm going to get mine probably this week. So it was a good choice.
Very good. It is 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, Marathon Sunday in the Twin Cities. You're listening to Healthy Matters with Hennepin Healthcare Dr. David Hilden, and we will take more of your calls after this quick break at 651-461-9226. Again, that number, 651-461-9226. We're back right after this short break. It is Healthy Matters on a Sunday morning. Dr. David Hilden of Hennepin Healthcare on our newsline, talking about all things health, taking your phone calls at 651-461-9226. That's 651-461-9226. I want to remind people again, Dr. Hilden, about rolling up your sleeves, making a choice, the choice to get vaccinated. It's still a problem. I was just talking to a friend who got into a big fight with another friend when she heard that friend had not gotten vaccinated, and it just causes knockdown, drag out fights between people that love each other.
It really does, and it's kind of I will say most of my physician colleagues are just about at the end of their ropes. It's just about they're just so done with it. They're so done with the whole conversation because we're so far beyond there being any real controversy among those who are actually following the facts. There's a lot of misinformation out there. And I heard one place that there's like a dozen people who started most of the misinformation on social media. And then there's entire politicians and whole factions that have spread some misinformation. And that simply stuff isn't true. And so I know it does. It gets into disagreements among people who otherwise would be, you know, family members and friends and the like. And I just liken it to, you know, we live in Minnesota. When we go outside, we don't put on a windbreaker when it's January and 20 below. We dress in layers. We put on our gloves and we put on mittens or choppers on top of it. And we put a hat on and we do this, that, and the other thing. And we wear a shirt and long johns and we put on layers. That's what we're talking about in the COVID response. We need layers. Not one thing is going to solve everything, but the layers are our behaviors we do, our social distancing, and then it's the masking, and then it's the vaccines, and the vaccine is by far and away the most effective one of those layers, but you need them all. No one of them is going to be adequate, and frankly, we'd be done with this whole thing if everybody would get vaccinated. So please, everybody, go find your nearest drugstore or healthcare system and get your vaccination, and don't be one of those people who regretted it, because people who get sick in the hospital, almost every one of them was unvaccinated, and people who are dying, almost every one of them is unvaccinated. And you don't want to be that family says, oh, if we only had listened. So please go get your vaccine, everybody.
And do you think that there was this kind of resistance to, like, the polio vaccination or the, you know, I mean, I know we weren't around in the throes of it. My mom talks about it as being a time when people were just terrified, and particularly because children were dying, and yep, that was the kind of the driving force behind people falling in line with that one. Do you know what I'm saying about that attitude toward a vaccine?
I totally do, yeah. I think we're in a bit of an era in our world and in our society that's a little bit anti-science, and I don't think we maybe were back in the 50s when we were trying to go to the moon and we were trying to get rid of all these diseases, and there was a little more trust in our institutions. You know, I get it. People are mistrustful of institutions. But one thing that still works really well, in fact, works way better than it did in the 50s, is our scientific institutions. There, I do trust them. It was interesting. I was reading, Susie, that George Washington, our very first president, required the Continental Army to get inoculated against smallpox. And it was a requirement. And that's when the actual vaccine, the inoculation against smallpox, was a wee bit dangerous. And several, it was like 1-3% of soldiers died of the thing that George Washington made them take, the inoculation. But so many more survived that I read one person just speculating, saying we can almost thank the smallpox vaccine for the birth of our country because of George Washington's decision to force soldiers to get vaccines. So we have a long history of requiring people to get vaccines. And we do it for schools. We do it for yellow fever. You can't travel today without a yellow fever card in your wallet. So we do these things now. So we have a long history of it. But I think it's a fascinating conversation. And I, too, wasn't alive during the polio one, although I know I got my vaccines for all those things because my folks did the right thing.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about this in the newsroom, being in my elementary school lunchroom. I suppose I was 7, and I think I got that measles, mumps, rubella, the one that makes the mark on your arm.
Yeah, well, that's smallpox. The little mark on your back of your arm
that.
Is smallpox.
Yeah, I got that. I remember we were all little, and we were just sitting there, and I remember it's a memory, though, of all of us waiting to get our little shot, that little
I have mine too.
Yeah.
I'm just old enough that I was vaccinated for smallpox. And a few years younger than me, they were not. Because you know what? The disease went away. It's the only disease we've eradicated, the only infectious disease we've eradicated. And it was done through vaccines, not through natural immunity. We've never gotten rid of a disease through natural immunity. And currently, COVID is the worst infectious disease in the history of our nation. It's the worst one in the history of the United States, even surpassing the 1918 influenza outbreak. So this is it. This is the worst pandemic we've ever seen in the United States.
Wow. And on that happy note, how is it going at the hospital? I mean,
the hospital, they're just swamped. Now, we're not overrun in Minnesota with COVID patients, although we have some. It's so funny that we have a few dozen COVID patients and we think it's okay. And we do. We have a few dozen COVID patients. But the hospitals throughout the metro area, throughout the state of Minnesota are full. It is simply, they're just full. And so if you have a condition that's maybe not even COVID, there might not be a bed immediately available for you. I had one guy, I knew he was practicing in North Dakota. He was looking in 5 states for a bed for his patient, a doctor in a small hospital. He couldn't find one in the Dakotas or Minnesota and Montana. He was calling all over the place. So hospitals throughout the nation are full. And that's largely due to just a variety of factors. It's other illnesses. It's the things people haven't been getting cared for over the past 2 years. And now they're needing hospitalizations and we just don't have the bed. So your hospital system in our state is very, very close to a stress point that it can't continue much longer. And I think that people are going to be really surprised when you want to go in and get your elective surgery done and your hospital says, no, we're not used to that in this country. We're not used to being told no. You want that MRI? The answer might be no. We just don't have the ability to do that any longer. We're no longer in that situation.
It is 7:28 on a Sunday morning. The phone number to call if you have a question for Dr. Hilden about COVID or whatever happens to be ailing you at the moment, 651-461-9226. It's 651-461-9226. Let's take a call from Joyce in Stillwater on line 2, and then we'll take a break and get to some text questions as well. Go ahead, Joyce. You're on the air with Dr. Hilden.
Yes, Dr. Hilden, I love your program. Would taking a flu shot bother also taking a shot for osteoporosis? Not at the same time, but a few days apart, they do an injection for Prolia, for instance, which I'm taking. Is there any conflict you see between the two?
Yeah, thank you, Joyce, and thank you for your kind words about listening to the show. I always thank listeners for doing for listening. No, there should not be a problem with getting your flu shot and your polio shot. They work completely differently. We don't recommend people get two shots in the exact same place in your arm because you might get a sore arm. You might get a soreness at the ejection site. So you can go ahead. You can get your flu shot with other shots as well. You can get your flu shot with other treatments. Just do it in different arms. And it's a great time to get your flu shot, everybody. And you can even get it at the same time as your COVID booster.
How about that? 727? No, actually 729. What am I reading, Dr. Hilden? We'll take a quick break and do a little weather and then be back with more texts and more calls at 651-461-9226. It's Healthy Matters. It is Healthy Matters on a Sunday morning on WCCO 734. Dr. David Hilden of Hennepin Healthcare. We're taking your calls and texts. 651-461. Remember that. 461. 651-461-9226. Let's take Steve next, Dr. Hilden. And it looks like he's in Savage this morning. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. I hope I'm doing well. I love your program. This is great. I listen whenever I can. I have a question about hantavirus. I'm cleaning out a storage unit, and it's just full of mouse droppings, and the scent is really strong. And I'm wondering, with a couple of hours of exposure to it, is it advisable to get tested for hantavirus? And can you talk about it, how quickly it sets in? Is it fast-moving or slow-moving?
And what is it?
I'd be interested to know.
Yeah, what is it, Dr. Hilden?
Wow, Steve, first of all, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks a lot for bringing up something I haven't thought about since, like, med school.
Should I Google it?
Hantavirus is, here's what I learned in med school, Steve, and I'm not going to, like, actually advertise this as the best medical advice in the whole wide world, but hantavirus is indeed carried by mice. I do recall it being largely in the southwestern United States, though, like Arizona and New Mexico, and for some reason, the San Joaquin Valley sticks in my head, and I can't even remember where the San Joaquin Valley is, but I seem to remember it being on some med school test saying, where is hantavirus? So what Steve's talking about, it is a mouse-borne virus that's on mice, and you get it when you're bit by mice. So here's the deal. I wouldn't worry about it, but if you're routinely working with loads and loads and loads of rodents, I'm sure it's a lab test that can be sent out. In other words, I doubt your local hospital or clinic is going to know what to do. But they do a send-out lab. They can draw your lab and send it to a lab in Cleveland or New York or Sacramento. You know, there's labs other places. So you could ask for that. I don't think I would worry about it. It does cause a lung infection. That part I do remember. And it's possible to test for it. Again, take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt because I have not seen a case of hantavirus. Ever. So I think you're probably okay with that, but you could consult with your local lab at your clinic, and I'll bet they could draw it and send it to another city to have it tested. Great question, Steve. You're the first hantavirus question I think I've ever had. So
is it H-A-U-N-T-A?
H-A-N-T-A. H-A, like Santa Claus, but it's pronounced hantavirus. H-A-N-T-A virus.
Never heard of it.
There you go.
All right. 651.
Yep, it's a real thing.
I believe you. 651-461-9226. That's the number to call for texting, Dr. Hilden, and for phone calls. So I know you see texts, and I'm seeing texts. Is there a text that jumps out to you this morning with regard to a topic in particular? I know we're always reminding people to get that vaccine and get the booster. And who can
there's
get
lots
that
on those, aren't there?
Yeah, well,
we have lots and lots of texts on that. For those of you who are asking about Moderna booster, it's not yet ready. It's simply a matter of time. It'll be in a few weeks. So you hold tight, Moderna and J&J recipients. You're good to go. If there's a booster coming out, I'm sure it'll be in the next few weeks to months. Those of you who are got the Pfizer, if you're age 65 or older, or you've got any kind of immune compromised condition, you can get it right now. And if your job puts you at high risk, you probably can get it as well. You can go to any old pharmacy and get that. How about this text, Susie? There's a person who's got rib fractures. It says, "Good morning. A week ago, I had a bike accident, and I have some bruised ribs. Can I do any damage to trying to run? It does hurt when I take deep breaths. You know, that's commitment right
there. Isn't it, though? Holy cow. I'll tell you what. Come on, buddy. It's called Netflix. Lay down and watch it. Have some Doritos and a Diet Coke. Let's see. What's the name? I'm gonna suggest some shows to watch. No, how long do you wait? Generally, I do too.
I'm still laughing because it's like, holy cow. I would agree with Susie on this one. Take it easy for a while.
What's a while, though? Because a lot of people do.
Until it doesn't hurt quite so much anymore. Okay, the first week or two, if they're just bruised. Now, this texter, it's on a text, so I can't ask, but they're just bruised. And so, you know what? If it hurts to breathe in, give your chest wall a bit of a break here. Let those blood vessels, those muscles, all that bruising, let that get better. That should happen in a week or so. You can do other things, just gently walk. Just do walking and the like and be gentle about it. And then over the coming weeks, you can gradually build up to your activity. If you have rib fractures, I would let it go for a good month or two.
Yeah.
Because it'll be too hard to breathe in and let them heal.
I have a friend, Dr. Hilden, who was sledding down the hill last winter up in Grand Marais, and she hit a bump and went off the sled and hit her back on a rock and broke a vertebrae.
Oh,
and we're just talking about, taking care of your body. And, she is out there, man. She's a roller. She was a roller derby girl, very, very busy, very, very active. And it took her a lot, but she realized how important it was for her. She wore the brace, and she did not mess around. And I think that's something to remember about when we're injured, to really trust that our body will heal if we allow it to, right?
Right.
And
yes, exactly.
You as much as you want to get right back out there, there are times when you just got to slow down and trust that it'll get better, but you got to give it a little time.
Yeah, it's also like I can relate to this guy, though, because of all those marathons I ran one of them with a stress fracture of my foot. But, and it's like that was stupid. But it's what I did, though. I had a stress fracture of my metatarsal right in the middle of my foot. Hurt like heck. But, gee, I'd been training for 4 months, and I'm not about to give up on it now. So, you just kind of you forget about it. Every time your foot hits the floor, it hurts. But, that wasn't the right thing to do either.
In hindsight. Well, if we're going to go down that path of things we shouldn't have done, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah. Do I have time for another text here,
Yeah,
Susie?
We have another caller, too. Catherine is on the line. But if you want, we could do Catherine. And let's do Catherine.
Let's do Catherine.
You can do the text. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, good morning, Susie and Dr. Hilden. I just love your show. I have a question. I'm a pharmacy technician, and a lady came in to get her test the other day, and we were shut down. Computers were down, phones were down, and she started crying. She said, I'm supposed to go to a meeting at work, and I thought, why are you going to work? People are sick. They are sick. You can see they're sick, and they can't go, they can't stay home because they're not getting paid for it. So that really imposes, I think, a huge problem. Kids in school, too, it's the same thing. Their parents have to go to work. So what do? They send their kids to school. That, that really impacts what's going on. It's, I can't believe that it's propagating that COVID-19, the next thing to come.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, Catherine.
Isn't that true, though? I mean, that's what's happening, is that schools are having outbreaks. That's what happens when we get back together.
And we don't have a great system in our country of allowing people to do that. We don't in healthcare. I don't know a doctor who takes a sick day. I mean, it's like, holy cow, people. I know some, and I may be guilty of this. I think I've taken 4 sick days in 15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable, and it's not right. I'm not suggesting that. I agree with Catherine. It's like, how do we go about our life here if we're sending sick people off to work? And it's partially our system doesn't allow people to do that, and we don't allow is so much for parents. Holy cow, if your kid's sick, what are you even supposed to do? So that's a really good point, Catherine. I think you're spot on correct about that. So thank you for your call, and thanks for listening.
And I also I was going to say, before, and you can get to the text there in 1 second, then we have Ellen on the line. It's our society, too, Dr. Hilden, that we wear our work ethic as a badge of honor, and that we're glorified and worshipped if we drag ourselves into work every day. You know what I mean? Again, it's not, we just think if we push, then we'll win, no matter if we feel like crapola after. So
exactly.
That's my two cents.
I think your two cents are right. I'll go to a text line. Yeah. Here's a text. It says, what are probiotics? My husband, 72, and I, 74, go to a personal trainer once a week. Our trainer is recommending we take probiotics. We're both in good health. Your thoughts? So probiotics are live bacteria and fungus and other microorganisms that are thought to be beneficial. So your intestinal tract is full of them. When you use the toilet, most of what comes out is bacteria. It is you're loaded with them, and they're healthy, and you need them. But for certain conditions, you get diarrheal illnesses or some other things. It maybe gets a little deranged, and so it is thought to be helpful for some of those things. You can take it in a pill form. You can eat yogurt. They have it in yogurt, just live cultured yogurt. It's largely thought to be good for you, but there's very little, almost no evidence about the long term effects, either the good or the bad, of taking probiotics. That being said, I think it's reasonable to do if you're so inclined. It's not likely to be harmful. It possibly might be helpful, especially if you have digestion problems. That's my take on probiotics.
Wonderful. Ellen is on our line next, asking you a question. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you from?
Love your show.
Thanks. Where are you from?
Outing.
And where is Outing?
Outing.
Yeah, where is Outing, Minnesota? I've never heard of that city.
It's about an hour north of Brainerd.
Ah, okay. Anyway, Dr. Outing. Yeah, where is Outing, Minnesota? I've never heard of that city.
It's about an hour north of Brainerd.
Ah, okay. Anyway, Dr. Hilden, I never heard of Outing before.
I haven't either.
Most people haven't.
All right. Well, you can ask your question next.
My husband and I are seniors, and we have kids coming from out of state in November. They have kids, our grandkids, that are in public school, real young kids. I was just debating, we're going to get our booster, and we're debating, do we get it now, or do we wait closer to November?
I would get it now, Ellen, because you want to visit your grandkids and you want to see them over. And so I would get your booster and take reasonable precautions. I mean, you can be with your grandkids and the like. We have to live and we have to do those kinds of things. But take reasonable precautions. If anyone's feeling sick, keep your distance. Wash your hands a lot, those kinds of things. But get your booster now and you'll be the most protected. And then I would say enjoy the time with your grandkids.
Wonderful. It is 651-461-9226. It is Healthy Matters with Dr. David Hilden of Hennepin Healthcare, and we'll take your calls after this quick break on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. It is just about 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. A lot of folks getting ready to run around the Twin Cities. 8 o'clock is the start time for that big race. Dr. David Hilden, a marathoner, with us this morning for Healthy Matters, Hennepin Healthcare, Dr. David Hilden. We have James on the line. Let's take James, and then we'll see if there are some texters as well. James, go ahead. You're on the air. Oh, I wonder if we lost James because maybe he was waiting a little long. Sorry about that. Do you have textures coming in, Dr. Hilden, as well?
I sure do. And thanks to the texter who clarified for me where the heck the San Joaquin Valley is. It's in Central California, north of L.A., includes Bakersfield and Fresno. That was for the hantavirus question, which is indeed mostly in the southwest U.S. So thanks for that. Leave it to the listeners to know what's going on. Okay, here. Here's a text that says, if natural immunity and antibodies are more than 20 times better than a shot, and also many doctors prescribe treatments like chloroquine, but the pharmacy refuses to dispense, why does the science not support? Because everything that texter said is just inaccurate. Natural immunity is not more than 20 times more effective. It's the other way around. Natural immunity is pretty good, but probably not as good as the shot, and certainly not as good as the shot after you got, if you ever got COVID. If you got COVID and then you get your vaccine, you're golden. You get the vaccine and you're doing well. But if you don't get the vaccine, your natural immunity is not known to be as protective. Okay, Let's go to another one. There was some about a hip fracture here, and someone said, oh, now I've lost it. Okay, so I'm going to go to a different one. Sorry about hip fracture guy. Yeah. Someone was asking the question about about needing a hip fracture, but they got canceled because the hospital had a lack of staff. What should they do?
Yeah.
And I hear you, and that is exactly what we're seeing. We do not have enough staff. It's not like we don't have rooms and operating rooms and scalpels. We just don't have enough staff, and you can't find operating nurses just growing on trees. And they're being redeployed to other things. It's a indirect problem due to COVID. And so I'm sorry about that. Keep trying. Ask your surgeon to get you on the schedule, and don't be surprised if it gets even canceled late.
We have one call that we can maybe squeeze in before we run out of time.
Let's do it.
Cletus is calling from Lafayette. Cletus, you're on the air.
Question in regard to the booster of the vaccine. Do I wait for the Moderna or do I go get the Pfizer?
Yeah, I would. If you got the Moderna originally, Cletus, I would just wait for the Moderna booster to come out. Same with J&J. The Moderna and J&J protection seems to be really pretty good. Moderna might even be a little better than Pfizer, and J&J seems to be really good. Mm-hmm. So you're okay. We don't have to just rush off into the. I would just wait and get the same thing you got earlier. Now, if you just really don't want to wait, it might be the case that mixing and matching the vaccines is okay. It's probably not harmful. And who knows, a year from now we might even be recommending that. But for now, I would just get the same one you got before and just wait.
And isn't that just the whole virus? I mean, the whole pandemic. I know you're going to talk about it more next week with Dr. John Hick, but just the pandemic and the response to it and the information and misinformation that's out there, because there's still a lot that we don't really know about this, right? I mean, am I wrong about that? I mean,
no, you're not.
I mean, that it's continuing to mutate, right? The scientists are always looking into what's happening with it as a living organism, right?
Exactly. People are seeing science in real time here. None of this is unusual in the scientific method. You have a hypothesis, you test that hypothesis, and then if it works out, you take it to the next level and the next and the next, and if it doesn't, you try something else. It's literally the scientific method in a nutshell, and people are just seeing it in real time. The science is absolutely brilliant, what we're doing now. People say, well, you told us something different 6 months ago. Well, yeah, when they were sending the moonshot to land people on the moon, they were changing their science daily, every day. If they reported to you, well, today we're going to shoot a purple rocket up there, and next week we're going to shoot a different rocket up there, it's not because they failed, it's just because they learned new information. So this is indeed science in real time. And so people are going to learn new things all the time. We are reporting the best we knew that we know as of this moment. And that's kind of how it works. So
I remember last week, I forget his name. Remember?
Oh, Dr. Winkleman was on last week.
He said it's like building the plane while you're flying it.
Exactly. That's kind of what we're doing. You know, we're changing a couple things around while we're flying, which gets me to next week's show, Susie.
Yeah, because we're going to have 30 seconds.
Oh, Dr. John Hick literally leads the state of Minnesota's pandemic response. He is as good as they come on emergency preparedness. He's been on the show before. He happens to be one of my colleagues at Hennepin Healthcare, just one of the more of the things that we do at Hennepin. And so Dr. Hick is going to be talking to us about the whole pandemic response, where we stand, what he sees for the future. If you want to get it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, you're going to hear it next week if you tune into the show.
And
one last shout out to marathoners. Starting time is in just a few minutes.
Best
of races to you.
Best of races. And remind people, if they want to schedule an appointment with a provider at Hennepin Healthcare, they can go ahead and call the hospital.
They can call us at 612-873-MYMD.
All right. And again, 612-873-6963. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks, Dennis. Thanks, Susie. Bye now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.